Many times as we're thinking about soil fertility for wheat, we focus on nitrogen. However, make sure to think about the phosphorus needs for wheat. Hi there, this is Jeannie Falk-Jones. I'm the K-State Multi-County Agronomist for Cheyenne, Sherman, and Wallace counties. I deliver unbiased, research-based information for you to apply it on your farm. Wheat is considered a highly responsive crop to starter fertilizers, particularly phosphorus and nitrogen. Application of phosphorus as a starter fertilizer can be an effective method for meeting the phosphorus needs of your wheat crop. In addition, wheat plants typically show a significant increase in the number of fall tillers and better root development because of the use of the starter fertilizer that includes phosphorus and nitrogen. Now, many times we think about applying phosphorus fertilizer through the drill with the seed. The use of dry fertilizer sources with air seeders can be very popular and a very practical option. However, be sure to know that other phosphorus sources are agronomically equivalent, and decisions should be based on the cost and what works best on your farm. When applying fertilizer with the seed, rate should be limited to avoid potential toxicity to the seedling. Now, we're really not too worried about high phosphorus levels next to your seed, but we need to be aware of the amount of nitrogen being applied with the seed, and especially the salt content. When placing starter fertilizer in direct contact with wheat seed, producers should use the following guidelines. First, do not use urea or UAN applied directly in the row. Now, the amount of nitrogen that can be applied is based on the row spacing of your drill. For 15-inch rows, apply no more than 16 pounds of nitrogen plus K2O on medium or fine textured soils. And also for those 15-inch rows, apply no more than 11 pounds on sandy or dry soils. Now, if you're drilling wheat on 10-inch centers, 24 pounds is the maximum for medium or fine textured soils, and 17 pounds for sandy or dry soils. Now, for even narrower rows, for 6 to 8-inch row spacings, apply no more than 30 pounds for medium or fine textured soils, and no more than 21 pounds of nitrogen plus K2O for sandy or dry soils. Now, I have a chart with these numbers posted on my webpage, and you can find it at www.sunflower.ksu.edu/agronomy. Now, there's many folks who tell me that they can get away with higher rates than the ones that I just listed. I think it's important to note that any amount of soil that falls between the fertilizer and the wheat seed will give that wheat seed some protection. Air seeders that place the starter fertilizer and seed in a band an inch or two wide rather than a narrow seed slot will provide some margin of safety. This is because the concentration of the fertilizer in the seed is lower in these diffused bands. In this scenario, adding a little extra nitrogen fertilizer in the starter will be less likely to injure the seed, but it's still a risk. I have additional details on fertilizer needs for the wheat posted on the website at www.sunflower.ksu.edu/agronomy. If you have any questions, please contact me, Jeannie Falk-Jones, at the K-State Extension offices in Goodland, Sharon Springs, or St. Francis, or on the K-State Experiment Station in Colby. You can also follow me on Facebook at K-State Sunflower District Agronomy to see what I'm finding out in the field.